Along with Jim Lee, it's Eric Hansen in Woodhull, Illinois, with the Lady Spartans basketball team, who are Hometown Heroes of the Week. Excellent. Let's meet the Ridgewood Lady Spartans basketball team.
Bobby Junior, junior, I'm a guard.
Emily Kenny, junior, guard.
Frankie Campbell, freshman, post. Nicole Curlin, freshman, post.
Lizzie Ratliff, freshman, post.
Megan Kenny, freshman, guard.
Grace Spicer, sophomore, forward.
Lauren Curry, freshman, guard.
Carly Barman, sophomore, guard.
Hannah Akers, sophomore, forward.
Megan Reed, senior, guard.
FM 95 Hometown Heroes of the Week reside in Woodhull. It's the Ridgewood Spartans, Lady Spartans girls basketball team, and head coach Rachel Dean is with us. And Rachel, I got to confess, I didn't put two and two together until we started talking. Former Rachel Peterson, you've got your heart and soul here from when you had some great playing days here at Ridgewood.
Oh, most definitely. You know, I played here during high school, been able to play on my grandpa's gym. Now I have the pleasure of coaching in my grandpa's gym, so it's kind of crazy, but it's a good thing.
Yeah, things come full circle, and I know you don't have a lot of numbers with this year's team, but you're trying to get the most out of these girls, and they're doing their best for you.
Oh, most definitely. I have one junior and one senior. I had a junior that went out first game of the season. I have some amazing sophomores and freshmen. Carly Barman, sophomore for me, leading scorer on the team. So even though we're low on numbers and young, these girls are willing to work for me. So.
Yeah. How is it when you've had a great playing career like you did, and then you get into the coaching ranks, to be able to be patient with some that may not have had the skills that you have?
Well, that was a true reality for me this year. You know, I struggled with it, having such a successful career. I just want the girls to have what I had. And I had to take a step back and realize that it's not always there. But one thing I can't take away from these girls is the heart that they have to play for me and come in and perform and do their best every night.
And try to communicate the fun that you must have had under Coach Brad Jackson when you're winning all those games.
Oh, yeah. We went and watched an Illinois State game as a team, bonding experience, and they brought back all the feelings of running through the tunnels and all of that. And I said, girls, this is all I want you to have. I want you to have that experience. And, you know, we're working on it. So hopefully, whether it happens this year or a couple years down the road, hopefully it'll happen for them.
Yeah, when you don't have a lot of numbers, it's good in the fact that the girls are going to get a lot of playing time. But as far as if somebody gets in foul trouble or somebody gets tired, it makes it a little tough, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. You know, one thing about it, we have a couple of girls that are able to play guards and post positions, so we can move them around in that aspect. But still being low on numbers, that's one of your fears, that if you get into foul trouble or someone's sick or injured, that you don't have someone to go to. But we've been lucky for the most part.
Yeah, and you're this weekend in the middle of the Lincoln Trail Conference tournament, and I think you got a Saturday night game.
Yep, we play Galva on Saturday night at 5:00 over in Annawan, so that's the first game at LTC. We played them earlier in the season. We got beat by them, but, you know, things happen. And I think our team has grown a lot since the last time we've seen them, so hopefully it's a good competition.
You've had every week we nominate three teams. You had great community support, a lot of faxes sent into us.
Yeah, you know, we have an amazing community, both Cambridge, the town of Cambridge, and Woodhull and Alpha, and they all support us, you know. And it's good to see it. Sometimes the girls wonder if they do, you know, and when we had so many people turn out for the signing of the sheets and stuff, it made the girls feel good.
These rural schools get out and support their kids, don't they?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. It's great to live in a small town.
All right. Congratulations on being Hometown Heroes of the Week, Coach.
All right. Thank you very much.
Hey, Rachel Dean, she is the head coach of the Ridgewood Spartans girls basketball team. They are the FM 95 Hometown Heroes of the Week.
Spartans on one, three, two, one, Spartans!